Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast by Creative Marbles Consultancy.
Hi, this is Jill, and I recently sat down with my partners at Creative Marbles, Art and Julie, after their visits to Chicago area colleges to ask their recommendations how to make the most of a campus tour. What recommendations would you make to families about choosing colleges for application?
It's really an investment because it's over a 4+ time period, so it's really outside of the realm of an expense. An expense is something that has usually a shorter term period than, and something that's longer term is usually indicative of an investment. So you're talking about a 4+ year investment, but that's not even before we talk about everything you've invested in before to get to this point where he's accepted.
So you're arguing that students should understand something more about themselves before, so that then they're matching the college to them rather than the other way around, matching themselves to the school.
Absolutely.
What role do you both feel that the actual college campus visit plays in choosing a college before application?
If you just looked at the colleges based on what you know and you didn't actually attend the college, you wouldn't see the neighborhood around it, so you wouldn't be able to assess your level of comfort to live on campus because the community plays a role within the campus. If you want to be part of the community, how easily accessible is the community in relation to your campus? Well, you can't put that within context to what that means. And then there's other variables that you will start to, it's like layers of variables you start to consider that you didn't consider if you actually didn't visit the campus itself.
I think people start, and I'll kind of chime in on what she was saying a little bit and underscore that. I think in the college selection process, to go back to your original question, people really go about the college selection process wrong. This is my own view. I think they should start, and I think this is a question that you, this is what you see throughout history, really. Location, 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 which is kind of chiming in on what she said. Geography is the number one variable that someone has to be able to look at before they even start the selection process.
Before academics or job training, career possibilities.
Absolutely. Totally.
Why?
Because you're going to live there for 4 years. And place is where you live. What we do in college visits differs from what most people do. Because we're snooping. We're looking for all that other stuff. We go have lunch in the community, and we walk in the community, and we try to get a feel for the community.
Try to understand transportation.
Try to understand all those questions. We ask those questions like, wow, that's a little, wow, that felt, and did you feel that kind of uncomfortness, discomfort that came? So that's what differentiates us from what people do in college business. They make all these selections, and they go on these long family vacations, and they swing through all these campuses, and they do that. This is not going to get you the feel, which is then most of that turns out to be wasted effort. And I think, all right, research can generate that finding. And then, of course, the existing research tends to ought to be pointing that way, is that after all that is done, they spend all that money on college consultants and whatever else, they are never going to go to those schools.
Yeah, as much as it's aligned with their training, whatever else.
I don't bite off on the argument that your first criteria should be, you know, what U.S. News and World Report does. And I know I'm contrarian in that regards, but I don't think that's where it's at. I think, do you feel the community that you're living in for 4 years? If you're not comfortable with where you walk and where you go, then what, really?
Right, then are you really going to be able to take advantage of those extra Nobel laureates?
Or maybe you will, but you're still going to be anxious, right? So you have to try to fit yourself within that student population. And you have to not just feel it. You have to immerse yourself in it.
For more information, please visit facebook.com/creativemarbles. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.